Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. And transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. They are leading you up to Bulls basketball tonight with a game that the Bulls kind of need to win. Oh boy, 5:45 pregame with Chuck and Bill. But before that, you get Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. Kind of need to win. Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, you know, it's ridiculous to call it like a must win, but
yeah.
You kind of need to win it.
It'd be nice to beat a good team.
Oh, and this is a tough game to need yes. To stop your old five-game potential losing streak.
7.5-point underdog, and they have never beaten Joel Embiid since he's been in the NBA.
And now Harden, he has James Harden with him.
Yeah, right. Harden hasn't lost yet on the Sixers. And they've never beaten Joel Embiid. So, yeah. And, they need some guys back. Remember those guys that are hurt? I'd like to have those guys back.
That would help.
Sooner rather than later. Then we can judge what we actually have.
I just want to see it. Like, even if they can't win the whole thing in the East or the whatever, I want to see what the team looks like because... these other teams are really damn good.
They are. And you know, all the talk is, of course, about the defense. But I think people are forgetting what Lonzo does to the offensive DNA of this bunch. Just his willingness to pass, his eagerness to run, and his obviously how the defense translates. But didn't you feel like he was making Zach a more egalitarian player and passer? You know, when they were together, it's just, you know, guys want to play like that when you play with Lonzo.
It's so weird because in watching Zach over the last few games, he's been fine. Like but I feel like his scoring outputs are very quiet. So like he might have 22 against Milwaukee or 22 against Atlanta. And it's like, man, that's real quiet. You're not seeing him have the impact on a game that he used to have. Now, I was happy that there were moments. What I want from Zach is when DeMar's not on the floor, I want him to revert to old Zach. Like, I want him to be selfish and be the initiator of offense. And like those are moments where I feel like he can go get his.
Do you guys feel like he can physically do that right now?
That, I mean, that's the big question.
I feel like I've seen a lot of times where he's not as slithery as he was last year. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't slice to the bucket. I feel like he leans in and goes hard shoulder to the bucket and doesn't elevate quite as early in the process sometimes. And that can lead to either offensive fouls or awkward finishes as he fades away from contact. So I really feel like the lack of comfort in that knee is affecting his driving.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been pretty honest about some days it feels better than others, and it's a game-to-game, practice-to-practice situation. It's pretty incredible that with the injuries that he had playing the first 8 weeks or whatever it was with a brace on his shooting hand, that he is averaging 25-5-5. You know, I guess it's the numbers have dipped a little. It's 24.6, 4.8, and 4.5 as I pull it up. But, you know,
and so, the back spasms too,
right? So like,
and the knee, he's a tough SOB.
Yeah, and so yeah, like I agree, Speaks. Like I see what you're seeing, but I assume that it is because he is playing at less than 100%, and it's just the reality of what we're gonna have. Like this version of Zach is still probably a top 20-25 offensive player in the sport.
I just don't think he's capable of the takeover that Lawrence is addressing that we have seen in the past.
Well, he did it. Like there were moments where when DeMar is not on the floor where he's like, okay, I'm gonna go get this. But you're right. Like maybe he can't, maybe the level of which he can go get it now is less. But I always wonder with a player like that where you've had so much NBA minutes on your body, starting at a young age, being a high flyer, being a highlight reel type dude. If now Zach has it in him to turn his game around, like start adding some elements that will, as his athleticism decline, still make him a deadly offensive weapon.
Well, he's got the mid-range god next to him to learn from. In that regard, well, you know what Zach hasn't had to deal with is that pesky extended playoff run from year to year that adds all those minutes to the body. Good for him. He hasn't had to.
Yeah, he's not quite Luol Deng.
Right, right, exactly. He's not Duncan Keith here. Remember that we used to say, well, all those long playoff runs for Duncan Keith, including the international play. It's like, well, Zach did just have the international, but I hear you. I worry about him physically right now, and I don't know whether to worry long term. Danny, a couple weeks ago when you and I were talking about it, you were like, oh, that ship has sailed. He's definitely getting paid and getting the max this offseason. You still feel that way?
Yes. Yes. He's not going to make all NBA, so it'll be, you know, he won't make third team anymore because of, you know, a number of factors probably, but so it won't be as ridiculous. But yeah, I think that Zach LaVine will get a max contract from the Bulls this offseason. I feel very confident in saying that. Either you guys disagree?
No, I don't disagree. I think it's logical. I must admit that I have physical fears. Long term.
26.
I know.
He's 26, but he's a guy who's, started playing at what, 18 and a half or whatever. Like that it's a different 26 than a guy that was playing college minutes. Like this is, and he's had significant knee surgeries.
Right.
Significant knee
surgery.
And now ready to have another one.
This one certainly is not, you know, ACL repair, right? This strike
cleanup.
This is right.
Debridement.
Yeah.
Remember we learned that word? Was that with Urlacher we learned that word?
Yes.
Debridement, where they clean up some of the, there's just some extra cartilage that's hanging around. So let's go ahead and scope that clean.
I had that.
You did?
Yeah. It's a fun surgery, like, because you can
feel a lot better after.
You really do, because if you've got, like, I had a loose piece of cartilage that was just kind of floating around my right knee, and it felt so much better, like, almost immediately.
Well, good. Well, maybe that's what Zach would have, right? Maybe it's something like that. I mean, I know he had the PRP, the platelet replacement process. I forget what PRP stands for, but that's where they
Platelet-rich plasma.
That's it, where they take your blood out and they load it up with more platelets and spin it like crazy and then put it back in.
Since the only bad thing, Speaks, is, I mean, I used to be a guy that could, you know, 360 dunk, and now I can't dunk at all.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Your YouTube page is incredible.
I mean...
Your End One mixtape, I had it. I mean,
they called me the adjunct professor on the...
Oh,
here it comes, the adjunct professor. That's such a good Hoops nickname.
So five years, $200 million. You guys no's or yeses for Zach for the Bulls? Because he can get 4 years, 160 with another team, and it's 5 years. I think it's like 195 or 205. It's like somewhere right around there. I am a yes. I think the Bulls at this point, they need to do it.
I'm a yes.
I'm a yes, but what's the path to greatness from here? And I know this is a good problem, and we've all agreed that it's more fun to crawl and then walk and then eventually run. But as I watch really good teams with stars, I'm finding myself wondering how you run eventually from here. And does that contract preclude you if he's not at the absolute peak of his Zachness?
See, I don't think it does.
I think maybe it doesn't.
I don't think it does.
Because the way the salary cap is structured and how you can game the system these days.
Yeah, well, yeah, and he's awesome. Like Zach LaVine is an amazing offensive basketball player. Like, he, you know, he's... Is he an amazing defensive player? No.
He's been better, though, I think.
When he's been healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's just... It's back-to-back All-Star appearances. It's an efficient scorer. It's a good three-point shooter. He's improved every year he's been here. He's deferred to DeMar. He's shown like team first willingness.
I love it.
He's done everything you could possibly want him to do.
I love all those factors, and I agree. And the numbers speak to it, and the improvement has been there. I'm troubled by the visuals the lack of slithery slicingness that we have seen.
And you're trying to figure out projection.
Yes.
That all the things that Danny is saying about Zach to this point is 100% true.
And I love the personal stuff. I love that he went to the Olympics and felt it and grew from there. And the respect has grown. And as you say, the teammateship is top notch and all of that. I want him to be slicey, slithery.
Well, what do you do if you don't sign him? Right? Like, say you don't offer Zach LaVine the max, mm-hmm. he's insulted, and he takes the 4 years, 160 from someone else who some team would assuredly offer a two-time All-Star who scores 25 a night easy, that contract.
Is Bradley Beal unhappy in Washington, and can you turn Zach and that money somehow into Bradley Beal?
I don't think so. But
are you saying you would prefer Bradley Beal to Zach?
I would. I think I would. That's a real good passer, Bradley Beal, too, by the way.
I think they're like the same player.
You do?
I mean, I'm not saying that it's the exact same skill set, but in terms of like tiers or rankings of where I would have them in the NBA, like, yeah, I don't.
Two guys that are like high on tier three of the players.
Yeah, like I don't see a huge market difference between the two players. So the guy who's been here and done everything right for you, I would take. Like, do we think that Zach LaVine can't be Devin Booker if he's on a great team? Like, he's
Devin Booker, the shot. The jumper from Devin Booker is about as true as anybody.
Yeah.
In the league. And you think Zach has that in him?
I think just in terms of,
I'm not on team disparage Zach, but Bradley Beal, by the way, is a 6.5 assist a game guy. And has had a lot of high end assist games.
In his hands more, right? The Bulls have been running a ton through DeRozan. DeRozan's 32, and I guess I've looked at it as like Zach is a part of this thing for the next 5 years with Lonzo.
That makes sense.
You think Zach's kind of like he's the guy that's gonna be here beyond, like, that's the star that you're going to build around as
DeMar fades,
diminishes.
I've thought about it that way, too.
Yeah,
I have thought about it that way.
And like, there's an alternative universe where DeRozan doesn't pick the Bulls, and Zach is still the A player on this team. And what are Zach's numbers if DeMar isn't here?
Yeah, but if that's the case, then this Bulls team is talking about play-in stuff.
Because
of the time that he missed, along with the time that the other guys have missed.
No. I agree with that. Obviously, they're way worse. I'm saying the purely statistical argument of, like, he's averaging 2 assists per game less than Bradley Beal. If DeMar isn't here and you're running more of the offense through Zach than DeMar, I think that Zach's scoring numbers would be up. I think his assist numbers would be up. And statistically, the numbers would be even more impressive for Zach. I just think that guy can basically do anything he wants on the offensive side of the floor. So, and again, you got to tell me who you're replacing him with. And I think that the best path for the Bulls to, like, becoming great is either Patrick Williams breaking out, or in 2 years when Vooch is gone
and Jokic comes, baby,
and DeMar is a trade chip, and you've got the ability to add, like, a max guy.
Yeah,
you know,
Jokic. By the way, rumors of him signing the Supermax extension in Denver. No, don't do it.
Please don't do that,
Joker. Don't do that.
Come play here with all that great stuff that you do.
Come play.
It was so fun last night. Mm. Oh, my God.
It doesn't make any sense what he did yesterday.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. It was 30 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. That is insane.
And almost came up with the game-winning steal at the buzzer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It 46, 11, 12, and 5 or something was his final stat line from yesterday.
That sounds like a Wilt stat line.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Come on. I continue to call out to my Serbian friends here in the Chicago Serbian community. Step up and draw Jokic with all of your power.
Slavko's out here doing his best, trying to get him.
Let's start making that happen.
3 steals and 4 blocks.
That's what Purdue's thought for our Serbian brethren.
To go, so 46 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks with
That's
30
it.
In the last 17 minutes of the game.
That's it. Me and Will Perdue are going to start doing, like, monthly Serbian game nights and, like, food nights and stuff.
Start on over people to start making that happen.
Yes.
Southeast side, they got you, man. That's where you need to go. You got to go talk to the peeps over on Avenue O and whatnot.
I'm sure there is a dumpling varietal that is specific to Serbian culture that I can get behind. I'll add it to the food truck immediately. Speaking of food truck, the food truck festival coming back, baby.
It is.
To the South Loop. Lawrence, that food truck festival is awesome, and I'm looking forward to it. Been gone for a couple of years.
What about the food trucks that used to come down at the station? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was so great.
Back on Columbus here, right? On Upper Columbus?
On Lake. On Lake, and a couple of them would roll right up to the door out front.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd just hang out in the whatever, the courtyard of the Prudential
of the building right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that grilled cheese truck?
Oh, my just God. It was fantastic.
It was unbelievable.
There was Mitch would offer to buy lunch, and he was like, what do you guys want? And we're like, well, there's that lobster roll truck downstairs randomly. And he's like, oh, sure, lobster rolls for everybody.
Lobster again.
Yeah, lobster again.
Because there was a big batch.
You remember that run we had, Tanny, with lobster rolls?
Oh, it's great. I missed that. The jerk truck would roll through. Oh, great times.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was driving the jerk truck?
That's you.
I was not driving the jerk truck, even though I set myself up for that one.
When is this food truck festival? I would like to attend this.
I'll get right on that, Danny. Hang on 1 second. Find out. It's right near me. You can come over, hang out in the house.
That sounds great. Oh, yeah. I'm inviting myself over to the house.
Yeah.
If it's in the South Loop.
Absolutely.
That sounds amazing. But we actually
Friday, June 24th, Saturday, June 25th. So you got a little time. You got a little while to plan that.
Summer in Chicago is so great.
It's the best.
Yep.
That it does feel like you need to. Like, there's only so many weekends, and sometimes people are like, oh, you know, are we going to take a trip this summer?
No, I'm not leaving this town.
I don't like to leave Chicago in the summer.
It's a great point.
There's no real reason to.
No.
But it's weird, because, like, sometimes like our job is a little slower, and so you want to take vacation, and you can go. It's easier with, you know, kids in schools, or, like, maybe your significant other's jobs, or whatever the case may be, but it's such a great place to be in the summer.
You got to leave when it's cold.
It's just really more expensive.
Yeah.
More expensive to go to warm weather places.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of that, I'm going to the Dominican Republic on Wednesday.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
Are you going to watch some ball?
You know what? I don't know, because I was texting with some people who've been down there and have gone to baseball academies and worked at baseball academies, and apparently I'm like 3.5 hours away from the baseball academies.
Oh,
I'm like
man.
On the resort part of the DR, as opposed to what they, you know, condescendingly called the real DR. You know, if you were in the real DR, where all the baseball takes place, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm slumming it at a resort.
I'm sorry that I've wanted to enjoy your beautiful beaches and sunshine.
How dare I? I know, I understand.
Colonizer!
But I'm going there on Wednesday with my brother and my father, Herb.
Yeah!
Still number one on the Herb rankings.
I'm glad that he's still number one.
It's going to be tough for anybody.
Like Herb Lawrence is number five. Like Herb Brooks, was he in there?
I think Herb Brooks was in there. Herb Alpert was in there. And Herb Score, the former Cleveland Indians pitcher and broadcaster.
Forgot about him.
Was in there.
The guy who the station's named
after. Herb Brooks was not there. Herb Kent. Herb Kent, the cool jet. Yes, he was in there as well. So apologies to Herb Brooks.
You're not on the list, sir.
Herb Brooks is just driving around right now.
You just left him on the list. No one would have known.
I could have gone to six. Well, that was the point. Herb Lawrence eclipsed Herb Brooks to take fifth on the Herb rankings.
You could have just left Herb Brooks there. No one would have been like, you know, Spiegel, you said it was a top five Herb list, and you had six. No one was going to say that.
Sorry,
you didn't have to take Herb Brooks off of there.
Are you unaware of like the extremely virulent reaction to my Herb rankings?
There's an ombudsman for it. They just all of Speaks' rankings.
Yes.
They're just patrolling it.
My Mike White rankings, my Mark Davis rankings, and my Herb rankings. That's the only three so far. Stay tuned for new ones sometime soon.
I'm going to do a top five tomorrow because I've just like my eyes are almost bleeding and watching it. Top five ugliest college basketball courts.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
What is that one? The gray and blue one?
Memphis. It will be on the list, I promise you.
Ridiculous. What do you guys think about Oregon, where they have the gravity, like the 3D effect of all the trees there? You feel like you're in the forest and you're going to fall off the edge?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Mm. It will also be on the list.
Are we just going to program the list?
Yep. They're already there. You got two of the five.
Okay.
It is a tough watch. And some of these courts feel dangerous. Like they're like elevated up, and like you got to step down to the bench, and then like the colors, the whole thing.
Vanderbilt's got the benches underneath the baskets.
Yes, Vanderbilt's court should be completely outlawed.
Right, Will Perdue?
Yeah,
let's get on that.
Yeah, so
it seems ridiculous.
It's a really beautiful place, though. It's an old opera house.
Is it really?
Yeah, I've never been to the basketball stadium, but the campus is gorgeous.
Vanderbilt's beautiful, and it was the best meal that I've ever had in media. Homemade, someone brought in homemade fried chicken. I was like, what is going on here? I want to stay at Vanderbilt and hang out in Nashville forever.
I'm in a reformed opera house watching basketball and eating delicious fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
That sounds nice.
Pretty awesome. Great weather in the middle of when did we go down there? It must have been preseason, so it had to have been December.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Great weather and just like, oh, this is love. I get why Shane wants to move here.
Has nobody ever fallen off that court in Vanderbilt and broken their spine or anything? Has that never happened?
They're not raised. Minnesota, is that still raised?
They raised the tournament's courts get raised.
Yeah, because you're trying to pack as many people in as possible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But yeah, Minnesota, I was always terrified watching games there for the players, because you're like, someone's just going to go ass over tea kettle and they're going to end up with a spinal injury here.
Right. College basketball, man. Such a love-hate relationship with that sport, too.
Yeah. I also enjoyed this weekend, Danny, how Carolina was made out to be villains because they won a game.
Yeah, we're going to discuss the funniest thing from the Coach K shenanigans.
Was it him admonishing the crowd to shut up?
That's on the list. there's a lot there, man, of just taking yourself way too seriously. and everybody perpetuating. Like, ESPN took it too seriously. Coach K took it too seriously. The fans took it too... Like, everybody forgot that they were watching a regular season college basketball game. Like, it was weird. It was honestly
Jerry
like...
Seinfeld's there.
It was just like a little uncomfortable, the entire exchange.
Especially him yelling at me at the end.
Yeah,
yelling at
do?
Everybody. Like, Kay, back off, man.
The handshake line.
Right. Like the promotion, the number of cameras, like the
game that happened before that delayed us getting to the game itself.
The tone, like everything about it was weird. So that we will discuss that today.
I have theories, by the way. Yeah, I have theories on who made the cut and who did not of the players that were invited. We'll see.
Yeah, we used to do things that matter when Speaks would try to shoehorn in
Shoehorn.
Yeah.
Things that matter from spring training. Hey, Shelby Miller looks good.
Yeah.
Shoehorn that in, son of a...
And so we would say, okay, I don't really think that this will matter, but, you know, it was a way to run through. So we're going to do things that matter, lockout edition. And Speaks will sell us on what does or does matter, and then I will most likely disagree.
In a related story, I hate my life.
Yeah. Joe Cowley is our only guest today at 3.
That's all you need.
20. What else do we need?
And Matt Nagy's home. And a lot more to get to today, Lawrence.
Boys, have yourselves a show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.